I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 777. Which list does that go on? Are you a worrier? I confess I am. In fact, it may very well be my greatest ongoing sin. Jesus told us, the lilies of the field don't worry, the birds of the air don't worry. Okay, but Jesus, I do. Paul told us not to be anxious about anything. All right, but Paul, I'm often anxious. Like with most of our failings, it's not super helpful just to say, well, stop doing that. If it were that easy, we would. We need help. Last week, I was introduced to a worry reduction tool, and I want to share it with you today. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God with everything in us and to love others around us. I was talking with my spiritual director about my tendency to worry too much. He listened intently because that's what spiritual directors do, and then he told me about the two lists. First, he described them as circles. He said there's a circle of influence and there's a circle of concern. In the circle of influence are the things you can do something about. They're the actions you can take. You can influence this situation and it might change. The circle of concern are those things that you can't directly influence. Now, you care about them, but you can't really change them. So that might include things like countries starting wars with other countries, or the weather, or other people's decisions, or the stock market, or someone's health, and so on. My spiritual director went on to say, the problem starts when we begin confusing the circle of influence with the circle of concern. Then he said, I view the circles as two different lists. The circle of influence is my task list, and the circle of concern is my prayer list. Now that resonated with me. So I've started living that truth out. When I'm tempted to be anxious, to worry about the war in Ukraine, or crazy decisions people make, or whether the rain will ruin my weekend plans, I remember those are not in my circle of influence. Those are in my circle of concern. In other words, those are on my prayer list, but not my task list. I don't love well when I'm anxious, and I'm betting you don't either. We start to think we have control over things, that we have to manipulate things, and we get in trouble. Instead, we need to trust, to do what's ours to do, to understand what's not my circus, not my monkeys, and to walk in peace in the sovereign love and care of God. We all tend to waste precious time worrying about our circle of concern, what others think of us, what others will decide that might affect us, what's going on in the world around us. We obsess over politics, the weather, natural disasters, war, the economy, and more. Now, yes, we can be concerned about all of those, but we're not to be consumed by any of those. They're on our prayer list, not our task list. On my other list, however, the task list, things I can control, I can control what I read, how I spend my day, how I spend my money, the attitude I bring into every room I walk into, the words that I say that either build up or tear down. I can have some influence in those areas. So here's the great question. What is on your task list that really belongs on your prayer list instead? Let's pray this prayer from Rachel Wojo. Dear God, my mind can hardly fathom the depth of your love for me. So when my anxious heart feels suffocated from the mounds of worry this life can bring, I only know to come to you. You who know every hair on my head, who flung the stars in space, who plan every step I take. When my worry mounds and builds, escalating to numbers that exceed my expectations, you ask me to relinquish my cares into your hand, the hand that created the hairs on my head, the hand that created the starry night sky, the hand that holds my future. Would you give me the courage to trust you wholly? Would you give me the peace that calms all my fears? For when I am fully rejuvenated, make me not a pitiful worrier, but a prayer warrior. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 778. In the meantime, a little bit more from Wojo. She writes, we can conclude it is our part of nature, this worrying thing. We can verify that some of us belong in the official Worrywart fan club. And then there are some of us who unfortunately have earned full-fledged degrees from the University of the State of Anxiety. She's right. So instead, podcast family, today when you're tempted, first stop and ask yourself, what list does that go on?